very much. Thank you. Ten. Oh, okay. Before we go to item 10, which will be the next item, there is a room to which, because there are people who are not sitting, if they'd like to use room 201B. And 201B is our regular committee room, which is near the lobby. For those who would like to use that room, it is available to you. Item number 10, please.
Item number 10, from the Director, Child Support Services, requesting authorization to execute the 2014 state-county contract for the administration of the Milwaukee County Child Support Program for the period of January 1st, 2014 to December 31st, 2014. This item was also referred to the Committee on Judiciary, Safety, and General Services. That committee recommended adoption by a vote of 7 ayes and 0 noes.
Move concurrence.
Yes, and as much as Supervisor Romo was, and as much as this is a contract, we have to have an independent action, so it would be to adopt.
Adoption.
Move adoption.
Yes, thank you very much, ma'am. Director Sullivan, please identify yourself.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, I'm Jim Sullivan. I'm the Director of Child Support Services. This is the annual state-county contract between the Department of Children and Families and Milwaukee County Child Support Services for the provision of child support services in Milwaukee County. It represents an increase of approximately $2.2 million over funding from last year, and we're going to be able to hire a number of new people, which we think is going to enable us to provide better services and reduce our caseload per FTE.
Thank you, Director. Supervisor Stanford.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. How many clients or how many people per caseload?
We have some of the highest caseloads in the entire country. Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, we have some of the highest caseloads in the country. Our caseload is approximately 900 cases per employee in Milwaukee County. This contrasts significantly to about twice the caseload that you're going to see in either Chicago or New York, three times the caseload per employee that you see in Los Angeles. So certainly I think our people have done great work providing service to the people of Milwaukee County, both to the custodial and non-custodial parents and supporting families. We're fortunate that there has been some additional state funds that have come through this year, and we expect to be able to continue providing services to your constituents. And in fact, I have mentioned at the committee level that you will all be receiving a letter from me via email, should be today, about getting some of our staff out into the community to meet with people and provide services outside of the courthouse in regular business hours.
Yeah, okay. Good. So how many employees is that?
We have 136 staff right now, 136 positions, actually about 126, 127 staff, depending on when that is, and a caseload that approaches about between 124 and 126,000.
Out of those 126 staff, how many are case managers?
Our case management staff is, and I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I want to say approximately 35.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Sure.
You're welcome, Supervisor. Any other comments, questions? Supervisor Romo West, move to adopt. Madam Clerk, would you call the roll on item number 10, please?
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Schmitz?
Aye.
Romo West?
Aye.
Jurczyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Cullen?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
9 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to recommend adoption prevails.
We will go to